Hi, Soraya.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm okay.
So I called the Secretary of State just like about 15 minutes ago and tried to get some sort of update, and they just said that it's still suspended and that it's in processing. So I said, okay, well, can we get anything in writing that says it's in processing? And she basically said it's not even quite there yet. And so I was like, is there anything we can get to show that, that they've met the requirement that needed? And she's like, not at this time. So, then I called the underwriter and talked to him for a little while about it and just, explained that, what we have and the receipt and such. And he just said that, he went above to his boss's, who was telling him no, and it's just in the wording of the receipt how it says that, this doesn't confirm that what's needed's been done. It's got to be processed, and if for some reason this doesn't meet what's needed, then they're going to return your payment. And that's written on the receipt. So until the status is active, they, basically my hands are tied and his hands are tied. He did tell me he recommends, like, either I can call back or you can, either one of us, we can call the Secretary of State back around like 3 o'clock today and see if they've moved it along by then. He's like, give them the afternoon. They might be able to, if they get it, maybe they'll get it processed today, and then they can send it over to us. Because they can, we can still fund later in the day as long, if we can get this. But it's just we have to get this. So I can call back if you want around 3 o'clock and check in with them and see if I can get something then.
Okay, because on my end from my bank, it's showing that the payment is
Processed.
there.
Yeah, I understand, but I think they have to, like, it has to be probably, I mean, it's all government stuff. That's not something I work on, but I think they have to, like, it has to be reviewed, and then they have to change the business status to an active entity, active business entity. Otherwise, it's not an active business according to, the Secretary of State. So, he says that sometimes this happens, and a lot of times when they're going to fund something of someone's status, and then they just have to wait till they get something. And he's like, usually they should, depending on the state, they should be able to give you something showing that even if the status isn't updated online yet, they should be able to provide something that says you've met all the need, everything needed has been given, and there's nothing else needed, and you know what I mean, and you're just waiting for it to be corrected, but it's all everything in,
That's what the state said.
That's what the underwriter said. He said usually they're, depending on the state, he's like, we funded loans before where we don't have an active SOS, and the person just has to get something that says, that they've met all the requirements and that this, this it's the status is changed, but it's just not updated online yet. So
I
we're
don't
just
understand. Why do they care for the funder? I mean,
it's a deal breaker. It's a non-negotiable, 100% needed thing to fund a loan. They can't. I talked to him about it too. He's like, there's no way around it. We don't fund businesses with not active SOS. So,
okay.
but I'll check back with them if you'd like. I'll call them back around 3 o'clock and see if I can get something. Because I spoke to a woman there, so I'll see if I can get anything at that time. From them, and we'll see, we'll just go from there, I guess, for now, and try to get this wrapped up if possible. I'll make sure I stay on top of it.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Thank you
Thanks,
so
John.
much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.